Yeah. Well, you know, the yeah, and I agree with that. I know Sean's repeaters down here, the FBI network, all of his have got it. It does the double beep, and it's waiting for that command. But again, the same thing, you know, like you said, nobody's got them because they're, you know, if you do see them come across eBay or anywhere else, they're stupid money for what they are. And then the other thing is there's nobody else to talk to on them. And his, you know, all of his UHF stuff is interlinked, which is nice. You know, so if I talk on the repeater in Richmond, it's the repeater down in Warren, or it's the repeater, I forget where the other ones are, Romeo. So it hits all of his repeaters that he's got, you know, all over the place, which is nice. But the P-25 stuff isn't interconnected. So if you're talking on Richmond, the only person that's going to hear you on it is somebody in Richmond. And then again, you still don't have it. And, you know, the other thing is so cost prohibitive. But DMR sounds good. You know, my biggest complaint with the DMR is that so many people just over-modulate. And I mean, like, my gosh, you're like one of the two people I talk to. You actually sound like a normal tone of voice. You got everything talked out. You know, it's like you spent some time tuning it in. And, you know, some of these guys, when I talk to them on digital, I just want to get away from them because it's like, and you say something, and they turn it down 1 or 2 dBs, and it's like, dude, you need like 10 dBs, you know.